Text number 10. Continuing our reading of Sri Brahma Sanghita. Page 23. Siman Purusha Soyam Lingarupi Maheshwara Tasmin Avirabhu Linge Mahavishnu Jagatpati Shaktiman Purusha Soyam Lingarupi Maheshwaraha Tasmin Avirabhu Linge Mahavishnu Jagatpati Shaktiman Purusha Soyam Lingarupi Maheshwaraha Tasmin Avirabhu Linge Mahavishnu Jagatpati. We can all sing. Shaktiman Purusha Soyam Lingamupi Maheshwaraha Tasmin Avirabhu Linge Mahavishnu Jagatpati. Shaktiman Purusha Soyam Lingarupi Maheshwaraha Tasmin Avirabhu Linge Mahavishnu Jagatpati. Shaktiman Purusha Soyam Lingarupi Maheshwaraha Tasmin Avirabhu Linge Mahavishnu Jagatpatihi. Shaktiman, joined to his female consort. Purusha, person. Sa, he. Ayam, this. Lingarupi, in the form of the male generating organ. Mahaishwara, Shambhu, the lord of this mundane world. Tasmin, in that. Avirabhut, manifested, linge, in the manifested emblem. Mahavishnu, Mahavishnu, Jagatpati, the lord of the world. Translation, the person embodying the material causal principle, that is, the great lord of this mundane world, Maheshwar, Shambhu, in the form of the male generating organ, is joined to his female consort, the limited energy Maya, as the efficient causal principle. The lord of the world, Mahavishnu, is manifest in him by his subjective portion in the form of his glance. Purport, in the transcendental atmosphere, Paravyoma, where spiritual majesty preponderates, there is present Sri Narayan, who is not different from Krishna. Mahashankarshan, subjective plenary facsimile of the extended personality of Sri Narayan, is also the divine plenary portion of the propagatory embodiment of Sri Krishna. By the power of his spiritual energy, a plenary subjective portion of him, eternally reposing in the neutral stream of Viraja, forming the boundary between the spiritual and mundane realms, casts his glance at creation unto the limited shadow potency, Maya, who is located far away from himself. Thereupon, Shambhu, lord of Pradhan, embodying the substantive principle of all material entities, who is the same as Rudra, the dim reflection of the Supreme Lord's own divine glance, consummates his intercourse with Maya, the efficient mundane causal principle. But he can do nothing independently of the energy of Mahavishnu, representing the direct spiritual power of Krishna. Therefore, the principle of Mahat, or the perverted cognitive faculty, is produced only when the subjective plenary portion of Krishna, that is the prime divine avatar, Mahavishnu, who is the subjective portion of Sankarsana, himself the subjective portion of Krishna, is propitious toward the active mutual endeavors of Maya. Shiva's consort, Shakti, and Pradhan, or the principle of substantive mundane causality. Agreeably to the initiative of Mahavishnu, the consort of Shiva creates successively the mundane ego, ahankar, the five mundane elements, bhutas, space, etc., their attributes, tanmantras, and the limited senses of the conditioned soul, jiva. The constituent particles, in the form of pencils of effulgence of Mahavishnu, are manifest as the individual souls, jivas. This will be elaborated in the sequel. And we'll read from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, where Krishna also mentions this process in the third verse. Mama yonir mahad brahma. Please repeat. Mama yonir mahad brahma. Tasmin garbham dadamyaham. Sambhava sarvabhutanam. Tato bhavati bharata. Mama. My. Yoni. Source of birth. Mahat. The total material existence. Brahma. Supreme. Tasmin. In that. Garbham. Pregnancy. Tadami. Create. Aham. I. Sambhavaha. The possibility. Sarvabhutanam. Of all living entities. Tataha. Thereafter. Bhavati. Becomes. Bharata, O son of Bharata. Translation, the total material substance called Brahman is the source of birth, and it is that Brahman that I impregnate, making possible the birth of all living beings, O son of Bharata. Purport, this is an explanation of the world. Everything that takes place is due to the combination of Kshetra and Kshetrajna, the body and the spirit soul. This combination of material nature and the living entity is made possible by the Supreme God, God Himself. The Mahat Tattva is the total cause of the total cosmic manifestation and the total substance of the material cause, in which there are three modes of material nature. Modes of nature is sometimes called Brahman. The Supreme Personality impregnates that total substance, and thus innumerable universes become possible. This total material substance called the Mahat Tattva is described as Brahman in the Vedic literature, Mundaka Upanishad. Tasmad etad brahmanamarupanam chajayate. The Supreme Person impregnates that Brahman with the seeds of the living entities. The 24 elements, beginning from earth, water, fire, and air, are all material energy, and they constitute what is called Mahat Brahma, or the great Brahman, the material nature. As explained in the seventh chapter, beyond this, there is another superior nature, the living entity. Into material nature, the superior nature is mixed by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thereafter, all living entities are born of this material nature. The scorpion lays its eggs in piles of rice, and sometimes it is said that the scorpion is born out of rice, but the rice is not the cause of the scorpion. Actually, the eggs were laid by the mother. Similarly, material nature is not the cause of the birth of living entities. The seed is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they only seem to come out as products of material nature. Thus, every living entity, according to his past activities, has a different body created by this material nature, so that the living entity can enjoy or suffer according to his past deeds. The Lord is the cause of all the manifestations of the living entities in this material world. So who can give a sutra to summarize the whole thing? Sutra means one short sentence. You'll win a prize. See if I got a prize on me. Yeah, I have a prize. I have a prize. You win a prize if you at least... Even if you try to make a sutra, and one of the stipulations is you have to make some mistake. If you don't make a mistake, you don't win the prize. Okay, Krishna is the source of everything. Here's your prize. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody else want to try? Krishna is the source of everything. Want to add another sutra? Krishna is in everyone's heart. You just have to look for it. Okay. Hare Krishna. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karanam. Hare Krishna.
material nature was living in us.
Hare Krishna. Oop, ran out of prizes. So this meditation, how the Lord is expanding himself and the whole material world, the living entities come here by his glands. And actually, Shambhu Rudra is a personification of the glands of Mahavishnu, who from a long way away just looks over material nature. Then Rudra has intercourse with Maya, the material limited potency, and then these great elements, Pradhan, are manifest. And then Brahma does the finesse work of creation, of creating the finishing touches, the bodies of living entities, and so on. So it all takes place originally from the glands of Mahavishnu, who is a portion of the portion of the portion of Lord Shri Krishna. Quite interesting, though, that Shiva is the, Shambhu is the manifestation of the glands of Mahavishnu, isn't it? It's interesting. Yeah. So could we have the, at the very bottom left-hand side box, that one? Why is it interesting? Well, when you glance at something, do you create a personality there? It's just that how the creative power of Mahavishnu is amazing by his glance. He creates another entity who creates the whole material world. Well, that's interesting too.